My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Last Friday night, I was at the Columbus game against the Maryland team, Good Counsel, and I happened to get a text. Oh, around, I don't know, about 10 o'clock. And the text says, you're never going to believe this, but Blanche Ely just beat Shaman on Madonna. And I will tell you, it while it was a surprise, it kind of wasn't, because I saw Ely over the summer. They were at everything, the line camps, the 7-on-7s. But Coach Terrence McFadden came in and has really, really gotten this program back on track. A huge win last week. I know that is behind them now. And Coach McFadden is kind of kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And I remember when I saw you during the summer at that line camp, I said, you know what? You guys are making that move back.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you for having me on, man. Yeah. We've just been working, just trying to put everything in perspective.
Did your phone ring off? I mean, you must have had so many messages after last Friday night, because, you know, even though it, you know, the kids say, well, it's just another game, it's really not. That's a team that was number 2 in the nation last year. They've been to state 8 years in a row, one of the top teams in the country. That had to be a defining win for that school. And I know that they've won state under Steve Davis, but that win right there, I don't know if the school ever played other than St. Thomas, such a heavily favored team, and you come away with a win. How did it happen? I mean, you just stuck with them all game, and everybody started to believe. I guess that's how you have to do it.
No, actually we kind of led the whole game, like, from start to finish. So, like, you know, even with that being said, our kids believe in what we got going on at the program. And, you know, they just wanted the opportunity to be able to play on the stage with some guys like that, you know, of that magnitude, to even get themselves out there.
Right. And obviously for the Blanche Ely fan, it's easy to look ahead and say, oh, we got this. But you got a tough schedule. I mean, obviously, Stranahan coming up this week, but then you have two pretty good back-to-back games with Delray Atlantic, one of the top teams in the state, and also Piper with a coaching staff that's done a good job. You play Plantation. You got the Soul Bowl with Dillard, and then Creek and Monarch. So this job's far from over, but after two games, you got to feel good. You've outscored the opposition 103 to, like, 51. Talk about this team and some of the players. I know that your quarterback has been there since the ninth grade. Your line, as I mentioned, is pretty good. Talk about some of the kids who are leaders on this team and are kind of responsible for what has happened the first two games.
Some of these kids, most of these kids, I've been around them since they were like 8-9 years old. And most of them I know, you know, I'm familiar with all of them. And these kids have been working, you know, all summer, you know, since January. Since we lost to St. Thomas, these kids put their head down and they're just determined not to be denied. Like, you know, everybody's overlooking them pretty much. But these kids are on a mission. Honestly, you get them up at 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock, they're practicing. This is high school, you know, not alone just high school. It's public high school. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to get people to buy into that because, you know, you don't have the manpower. You don't have the coaches to attend. But, you know, we've been making it happen. We've been scribing. These kids have just been doing what they're asked to do.
Yeah, no doubt. Terrence McFadden is the head coach at Blanche Ely High School in Pompano Beach. And certainly, you know, when I've been around Ely when they've won in the past, and there's a lot of support, the community supports, you know, the student body, obviously, as I was talking to Coach Delgado from Doral Academy, obviously the one thing that really makes your job easier is support from the administration, the athletic director. Talk about that, because I think, as you mentioned, in a public school with a community that has long been, you know, just a very supportive community, they can be hard on you at times. I know that, but that's part of the deal. Talk about the support that you guys are getting.
End of the day, the people that's most hard on you, those are the people you remember. You know, end of the day, the expectation is just that, you know, expectation. Yeah. At some point, it has to become a standard, and that's what we're trying to build around there, and that's what the community wants, and that's what we're just trying to bring it back. You know, I grew up around Ely. You know, I didn't get to play there, but actually my dream school, and, you know, what a dream come true to just even be coaching there, not more so the head coach. I came back to, you know, to make sure we can restore the program and get the kids back where we need them to be at, because I know the tradition. I know everything that's came through there. I know, you know, the name used to hold so much weight, you know, with me coming up, all my family played there, my brothers, and it kind of like, just to see it down every week, and it's kind of a hurting feeling, not to just, somebody had to do something about it.
Right. And the kids are buying in, which is great. As you mentioned, not always easy to get kids up that early, you know, especially at a public school. It's not easy for these kids to go, you know, and be in the weight room 4 or 5 days a week during the off season and during the summer. That to me, and you have leadership. You have some seniors on this team that have been through it all. You know, when Coach Mike was there and even before that. Talk about that, because leadership really, especially with you, have a lot of young kids that are 9th and 10th graders that are starting to feel what it is to be a Tiger. And certainly a lot of those seniors who've been with the program for the last couple of years, they're the coaches on the field. How important is that to you?
Yeah, it's very important. The kids, they know the scheme. They know the system. They know what we expect out of them. You know, and for the most part, they're leading those young guys in the right direction. Even after practice, they're in that weight room. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard for guys that's sitting around not to join it, because you see with the accolades and what they're doing on the field and you know, their body of work. So it just becomes habit with everybody else.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Terrence McFadden has done a tremendous job with Blanche Ely. This week they have Stranahan on the road on Friday. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Congratulations on everything that's come your way, but I know this is a long road to go, and we'll definitely talk to you again, and we'll try to get out to one of your games. Atlantic looks like a pretty good game as well.
Yeah, we're definitely up for the task, man, we're ready, And right now, I know everybody think we got the bulls on our back, but they don't understand. We still have that chip on our shoulder. We still got that chip on our shoulder. We're not, you know what I'm saying? We're not targets. We're still striving to be, you know, the upper echelon with these other schools, for the St. Thomas and Chaminades, and just letting everybody know that we belong and we got kids that can play with anybody.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Have a great night, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Appreciate you, Blue.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Coach Terrence McFadden, Blanche Ely, they've worked hard, guys, behind the scene. You know, Coach Mike did a tremendous job with them over the last couple of years as well. But they're back up. And you know the area around Ely. They're loaded with talent, and he's tapping back into it. And huge win. Like I said, a defining win, a nationally rated team, and certainly a win that all these kids will remember, but you can't rest on it because the rest of the season's coming up. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up. Robert Kearns is a junior quarterback at Archbishop McCarthy out in, I guess I call it Southwest Ranches. It's out in Cooper City, Davie area. He's coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.